This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. It's time to get it done. Get it done. It's time to get uncomfortable.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am coming to you live from Albany, New York, upstate New York. What am I doing here? I don't know. Well, really, I do know. I am Stacy Cross. I am Stacy Cross, the comfort killer. Thank you for being here. The time on my watch exactly right now is 21:53. The date, 12/27/2015. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been in Albany since the 14th of December, okay? I don't leave Albany until maybe the New Year's Eve. I'm taking the Amtrak back to Philadelphia, and I'm up here on work-related resource center business, confidential high society business. But also, I'm here focusing on what I need to do upcoming for the new year. I have my journal here. There's things that I need to get done for the new year. But today I have taken a big step in producing, executing, getting some of my goals scratched off prior to the new year. And I did that intentionally, especially today. So I wanted to give you a sneak peek of what I am doing at this moment. And give my listeners, the ones that have been with me for quite some time, I don't care how many in numbers, but I definitely wanted to give you a special treat today by giving you the first five affirmation from the Comfort Killer Handbook, and we could discuss them and then move on for the new year. I'm having the Comfort Killer's Handbook release on 1/1/2016. What that means is I plan to open the website to all. We're doing a little bit of work, not too much work, but a little bit of work, enough to get the gears going for the website. And of course, I am releasing a free handbook for that day only on January 1st. But I wanted to definitely take this time to give you a sneak peek of what's in the handbook. So let's say about 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, I sat down and I wrote a 20,000 word story. And the story is so unique because it draws a lot from self-development and what it takes to have definitive action. So that I pulled it all out of my head one night and I dropped it in the handbook. So the Comfort Killer's Handbook is sort of like the rite of passage of a comfort killer. If you consider yourself a comfort killer, you need this handbook. This handbook is what we're going to live by. It's what we're going to act by. It's what we're going to die by. Okay, so I want to build this family of people that respects this handbook, and everything we produce and how we act will come from that. Of course, this is a work in progress, so there's going to be some things that we're going to change along the way once we get better at doing what we do. But for right now, it's perfect to me. So let's go into the first comfort killer affirmation, beginning with I am. I am a comfort killer. I am passionate about taking necessary action to fulfill my dreams. I know and believe that I am creator of everything I experience in life. I take responsibility, whether the outcome is good or bad. I have a deep trust in my journey because I believe in my abilities. That's number one. Number two, I am a comfort killer. I write my goals down and read them aloud every day so that it may be reinforced and always in my thoughts. I conquer and dominate any challenges that I face with persistent and consistent action. I write my plan of action out in great detail and will not be sidetracked by any external forces. Number three, I am a comfort killer. I practice gratitude daily by appreciating what I already have in my life. I appreciate the people in my universe and all that I already attained. I do this by saying it as soon as I rise in the morning. I thank the universe and myself for another opportunity to reach my goals. I say it out loud. Thank you for this day to create. Thank you for the support I have. Thank you for everything I do have. Today is a blank day, and for blank, I would love if you just fill it in with whatever you feel. Things like productive, successful, beautiful. Today is a peaceful day. Today is an awesome day. Today is an abundant day. Number four, I am a comfort killer. I create a value system and live through it. Integrity is important to me. Synergy is vital. I know that in order to receive, I have to give without expecting anything in return. I am always available to help anyone that asks. I also know that I must treat all my fellow humans with the utmost respect because I believe that people will show up at the right time to support me. Number five, I am a comfort killer. I know that time is a precious commodity that I must manage wisely. I know that wasted time takes me further away from my goal and dreams. I dominate time by being mindful of it, working with it, and I know that I have to maximize time in order to succeed. These are the first five comfort killer I ams, comfort killer affirmations that I placed in this handbook. There's about, I want to say maybe 25 of them all together, and they're all powerful. They all mean something, and they're all designated and designed for you, the comfort killer. The power of I am. We know how powerful I am is. We know that we are higher than our own selves, our own mind, our own thoughts. There's something inside us that is always connected to the consciousness of the world. And I want to bring that to light. So I just define that a bit in this handbook. I also, of course, have all the websites out. Like I said, the website will be live, active, January 1st. So I appreciate you listening today. I wanted to let you know about this Comfort Killer handbook that I designed for you. And I'm giving it away free. For free. Don't want nothing from you on the 1st. January 1st, 2016, it will be the year of the comfort killers. So watch out. We're going to do this together. We're going to dominate. We're going to mastermind together. We're going to connect with each other. We're going to help each other succeed, reach our goals. We're going to push each other to the limits. We're going to sacrifice together. We are going to challenge each other. We are going to get where we want to go in 2016, or at least make some definitive, purposeful actions behind getting to where we want to go. We're going to decide today that we are a comfort killer. I am Stacey A. Cross. You can reach me at twitter.com/StaceyAcross, Instagram, Stacey A. Cross. Facebook, The Comfort Killer. You can email me at thecomfortkiller@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. If you want a copy of this book, please email me. I'll just send it right to you. It's as simple as that. I have no problem sending it right to you. So thank you again for listening.